Listen up. You are now listening to News with My Fiance with DJ Ambush and Morgan Jones.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right.
Question mark?
No, I think it's
turn me up in the headphones. No, just kidding. Don't.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe.
Okay. How's that? Your snare phone?
My snare phone sounded lots better.
All right.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Good morning, fiancés.
Morning, fiancés.
Wait, now am I yelling?
No.
Okay. Okay.
I love how every week it's like our first time in the city.
Well, I did just wake up, so what do you want from me, Amber?
Oh my God.
Wowie wee wow. What a week.
What a week.
It's not like we say that every Thursday.
Yeah.
Also, got a text already. Good morning. How we doing today?
What?
Wanted to get this sent before I got busy. And that's my kind of fiance.
I'm going
to
tell you right now, that's a fiance after her own heart.
Absolutely is.
She's like, hey, prioritized me.
You know? It doesn't even have to be all the time. Just sometimes.
Okay.
Put me first.
Just the way it sounds. Just sometimes. Make it about me. And make it first. Oh my gosh.
You know?
That's hilarious.
Needs to happen sometimes.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Ambush, it has been a week. It has been a hot one. It has been hot ones. It has been...
Bruh.
100 and H-E double hockey sticks.
How are you guys faring?
I really want to know. And we've talked about this. This is not our first time because this is apparently Portland's new climate. Or
Yeah.
Nope, it is.
Yeah.
It's not okay. Who are the people that control the weather? Get them to fix it.
So I'm glad you brought that up. This gives me an opportunity to share with our audience about the, the truth about why our weather is here. They want to blame.
Never mind. Good morning, fiancés, says Crystal. Good morning, Crystal.
I will not have my conspiracy theories tossed aside.
Well, but Crystal was talking to us, so sorry. You will in that moment. You can come back to it now, I guess.
Good morning, Crystal.
You want to talk to...
yes.
You want to bring Alex into the fold.
And not Zelensky. She's a good Alex.
That's true.
So anyway, you guys might remember... There was talk of space lasers. Sure. Where there's fiction... There's always a little bit of fact.
Is that true?
No, it's not.
Yikes.
No, not really. Obviously, the weather is being controlled. They want to use climate control and say global warming, which doesn't make sense. But really, obviously, they're using the HAARP to control weather.
And is, never mind.
In conjunction with space lasers. Sometimes they're Chinese space lasers. Sometimes they're coming from other places. But the real trick is you didn't know that HAARP is like in Canada.
You know, the real trick and the gag of it all is if you're going to control the weather, can it be better? Could we at least not have the kind that sparks wildfires? I mean, just a little, like, add some water to it, fam. I mean, if someone's controlling it, could we douse some of these?
I agree with you, but that's not what the global elite wants right now.
Okay. We're going to reel it in.
The cabal. The weather cabal. Big weather.
Big weather.
Yeah. That's not
what they
want.
Shout out to DJ Tempo in the building.
She told us about big weather.
And if she hadn't, would we have ever heard about it?
She was like, big weather. Big garden. I mean, big agriculture. So good. Oh, my God.
So, I've got a question because I know when we were talking about voting for pumping our own gas, this is a thing I've been confused about since forever. It's already, it was already okay to do that in rural places.
Yeah.
Why do we need to make, I refuse to believe that anybody was thinking about 100 plus degree days when they were like, yeah, I'm definitely going to vote for pumping my own gas.
I don't think they were thinking about anything.
Because I also want to know how much quicker is it really when you're in the city?
It's not.
When you're in the city, how much quicker is it? Because if that line is, if y'all all got the same idea, let me just hop out real quick and get gas all over my hands.
It's so interesting. It's so very interesting. You would think the people who want that in the city haven't been in the city where that is and don't understand that a line is a line is a line.
Bruh.
Whether someone is pumping it for you or you're pumping it for yourself. And most of the time when you're pumping it for yourself, the line's going to be longer. You know why?
You're because not a professional.
One, you're not a professional. People are easily distracted. So what turns into pulling up, someone doing their job, pumping your gas and getting you on your way turns into, oh, now I'm having a full-blown conversation. Oh, now I need to get something from my trunk. Oh, I didn't realize that clicked off. Let me cut it back on because it wasn't even pumping for the last 3 minutes. Like, that's what happens. It's anarchy.
You know what happens to me?
What?
That thing tells me to see cashier all the time. And you know what I'm doing? Driving off. I am not going inside your seedy gas station to pay you to pump my own gas. Make it make sense.
Please, somebody.
I refuse to believe that y'all thought about that.
Because it don't. It don't make sense.
I think it was like, oh, I could, you know, it's under an awning. I won't get wet if it rains. But you forgot about the fact that it gets over 100 multiple times here. And apparently, the humidity of Florida. Barfaroni.
Listen, Crystal came through with the goods. And this is what I'm talking about. I'm glad we took the moment to discuss these weather phenomena. Okay.
Big quotes.
That's right. DARPA is being run by lizard people who need the weather erratic. It's their fault.
Oh.
Put it together, guys.
Okay.
It's not that hard. Okay.
I am going to need an explanation on why it needs to be erratic, but I'm starting to believe.
Well, it's part of the whole terraforming process, you know.
It's poison ivy, isn't it?
Well, you got to throw things off for the humans.
She is chaos. Okay.
You know?
All right. Well, okay, I think.
It's the return to nature you hippies wanted, right?
I really almost made a very loud sound into that microphone. Before we move forward, I want to ask the question so that you guys can get your thumbs ready to be responding.
Yeah.
What do y'all do when you see someone stealing?
Wait a minute. That was a pivot.
Yeah.
We were talking about big weather.
Yeah, we moved on. Listen, you explained it. Erratic weather patterns are needed for lizard people
that control all
of it. So
it's always the lizard peeps.
I get it now. We can move forward.
Tons of lizard peeps, bro.
Hard pivot is, what do y'all do when you see someone stealing? We could, you know, also, what do you do if you see someone doing a little...
Escapism, a little drugs here and there?
A little here and there.
I like to call it doing what you got to do.
Survival.
Boom.
What do you do when you see somebody doing it? Is there a immediate,
right? Is there a urge to document? Like, what do you do?
Do you want to apprehend? Do you want to tell somebody? Mm. Do you want to turn away? Mind your business. I'm just giving options here. I'm not saying there's a judgment with any of the answers that you give, but I want to know. So while you're getting that together, shall we even mention Vivek? He is now the number two in polling.
Who?
Vivek Ramaswamy.
Oh, Vivek. I thought you said the Vake, and I was like...
No, it's because people think it's
Vivek.
Vivek, and it's Vivek because it rhymes with cake.
That's how you remember it?
That's how he rapped it.
There was rappings? For 50th anniversary of hip-hop, he did some rappings?
I don't know that he did it for that, but I think Eric Adams would have invited him to.
Oh, they are from the same party, after all.
No, he used to be a rapper.
No, what are you talking about?
That's what he said.
No, this is, he is trolling us. He is trolling us in an attempt to control us. Broccoli is man-made. I mean, what? What do you want me to do with that information? He used to be a rapper.
Won't you hold it close to your heart?
I think. No, I will not. I will push it across the street.
I mean, more than anything, I want you to just remember that how his name is pronounced. That's how I do it now. Right. He gave it to me. You know, it was a ABC 123 kind of rap, but he was put on the spot. And it was, in fact, a freestyle. So, and it was, in fact, one of the worst things I've heard. Yeah, but
I bet.
I do know that his name rhymes with cake, and I can't mess that up. But he is, in fact, he's second right now in some of the polls for the Republican Party. Because everything's not real. It's a joke, and it doesn't matter.
I mean,
the person who they want to vote for is has 91 criminal charges right now. That's your number one. Yeah. And then the next one is this dude that starts out, "My name is Vivek. It rhymes with cake." So true winners. Or they're not sending their best.
They are not sending their best at all.
But, you know, this is not like brand new news. It's been on the top of our sheet for a little bit now.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, Vivek is an aspiring politician. I mean, you know.
What was he before? He's like a venture capital bro or something.
Who knows? I don't know. I don't know. I actually do not care.
Maybe be like an inventor or something.
He wins Shark Tank every week or something.
Right.
Is that what that show's called?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Look at Morgan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The big.
Anyway, he's a person who, you know, likes to partake in a little bit, dabble a little bit in the hip hop, in the black culture, Ambush.
Please do not call my name.
But he also believes that Juneteenth is a useless holiday.
And this is what I'm saying. You have to be trolling us. This is very unserious. Do you want to be president of Republicans or everyone? You cannot be president of black people and say Juneteenth is a joke. Like, you were on a Breakfast Club, right? Not too long ago.
He was.
You ain't say that there.
Definitely didn't.
And do you plan on not being in front of black people ever again? Because what black person do you think you can stand in front of and say, Juneteenth, it's kind of like a joke, right?
Candace Owens.
Ooh.
I can give you a couple.
And we're going to go to
Clarence Thomas.
For sure.
I can give you a few. But the funny thing is for him to, it was like just a month or something before he was not saying that.
Mm.
Juneteenth is a new holiday, so we will still have a chance to define what it means to us. It needn't be about grievance and self-flogging. Let it be a celebration of the American dream itself.
Who's self-flogging over Juneteenth? Vivek? I'm trying to get a plate. What are you talking about? And now it's like, who needs it? We're overrun with holidays. What do you do? You
pretty
just keep
much,
keeping up with another one?
What do we need to do? So the cancel Juneteenth or one of the other useless ones we made up. That's what he said to a applauding crowd. And then when he was asked to clarify, so, you know, a reporter was like, did you say that do you really think that Juneteenth is useless? And he was like, yeah, pretty much. The problem with this country is the education system is so poor, and we are clinging to that story. We are clinging to the fever dream of the white supremacist forefathers and the whatevers, the victors of the writing books, you know, like.
Which have now turned into cartoons.
It's just, you sound so silly. And hateful, but so silly.
And hateful.
It's just like, you're telling me how smart you are. You're telling me that you are smart enough to run the country, you are smart enough to follow Donald Trump's shoes. to just take that man's path. But you don't know why Juneteenth even is a thing. If you understand what Juneteenth stands for, to say out of your mouth, it's useless, is a choice.
He's sniffing glue, bro.
It's a choice. It's not a dog whistle. It's not a none of that. Yeah. It is a loud, clear, what do we need those things for? Right. They're trying to change the shape of our country. And I'm going to tell this brown man, you will never white supremacy talking points your way into being one of those boys.
Nah.
They will use you until they don't need you, and you will be a black person real fast.
Yep. And you know what we'll have for you? Thoughts and chairs. That's what we'll have. That's right.
Chairs! Thoughts and chairs!
Thoughts and chairs. Shout out to Black Twitter.
All right, I'm dead.
That's what we'll have for you.
I'm done. Yeah. Thoughts and chairs.
Variety, if anyone's confused.
That no one's confused. Not this audience here.
Yeah, not our audience. Come on.
I mean, it's just a mess. This is the kind of thing that's like, would you just shut up and go away already? But they won't. Like, he won't. This is part of the process.
So there's always this part of me, right? Take your actual views and your actual stances aside. Put that to the side. I'm always concerned and interested in the actual strategies when I see people, you know, especially when they're campaigning or, you know, trying to accomplish anything of any sort.
Okay.
And for the life of me, it's just like, I know this is quite circuitous.
Mm-hmm.
Back to my earlier point.
DARPA is up.
What are we doing this for? Like, if you're not trying to actually win. Oh, you're trying to win? Interesting. But if you're not trying to actually win, Vivek, what exactly are we doing? Because I believe he is trying to win. I'm not, you know.
I don't.
You know, okay. I'm looking at this, and I'm like, this does... I need the red string and the thumbtacks to try to figure this out. Because, like, this does not make sense to me. You are going really hard to cater to this loud minority of racists, but you want to lead the majority. I am befuddled, beloved.
Yeah, it is befuddling. I think that, you know, Vivek wants to raise his profile. I think that he wants to become a figure in some sort. So okay. I don't know that he definitely has the plan, like, this will get me, I'll be able to, you know, be a senator soon. I don't know if he has that plan or if he wants to be, you know, the next Cuomo brother, you know? I don't know.
It's the Larry Elder strategy.
Okay. Could be.
Now, you know what? This is what communication is about. I get it. I've learned.
I mean, thank you. You're welcome. Thank you for being a fiance.
You know?
I mean, this is a person who does not, I mean, there's just no, we've done none of the things. None of the things. So I don't think it's that he wants to actually be the president. I think he wants to actually get himself in front of as many people as he possibly can. And, you know, I don't know, start pitching some of his entrepreneurial ideas to him in a small room. This puts you...
Yeah.
Who's it for? It's for the people that have the dollars.
He's got a new product to sell, and that product is himself.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. I needed that.
I mean, honestly, I need everyone to understand any non-white person, and especially a darker brown person who's out here, like, racial equity, who needs it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why are we still talking about that?
God.
They're unserious, and they, you know, like, you can only pander to whiteness for so long before they even get annoyed with you.
Exactly. Before they remind you who you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, Vivek rhymes with cake, and he will not bring that cake to Juneteenth because useless holiday.
He's also
I don't know why you guys always want stuff. You victims.
Don't try to pull up. Because you smell that sweet, sweet barbecue. I'm trying to pull up a fake. I'm not doing that. You're.
Yep.
Yeah.
We'll just leave that there.
Disinvited. None of the bites. None of them. Don't come through. Don't slow down. Keep pushing.
So, Ambush.
Yes.
Sometimes we have a theme for this show. Mm-hmm. And we have one today.
Do we? I was unawares. I was awares, guys.
Put this one down under the column of juking the stats. Otherwise known as they be lying.
Shout out to The Wire. That's where I was introduced to the phrase juking the stats.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not mad at that.
Yeah.
The Wire has taught a lot of people a lot of things.
Yeah.
Thank you, David Simon.
Thank you, David Simon.
We're going to cover a few things today. I'm going to remind you right now because nobody has answered my question. And I'm not saying that you haven't thought about it, but you haven't done it yet. So I'll just give you the question again. Mm-hmm. What do y'all do when you see someone stealing? I need that answer before we start. Mm-hmm. Certain story. Okay, so let's get it popping.
You're minding your business and Fred Meyer grabbing your shredded wheat and almond milk.
Very specific.
I love that crap, bruh. And, you know, hey, you see someone walking out the door with a bunch of stuff swiftly. Do you
drop the shredded wheat and almond milk?
Yeah.
Point. Yell. Thief!
Do you pull a tackle? Like,
do you tackle? Do you avert your eyes? Yeah. Do you start ringing up your shredded wheat?
Yeah. I guess more so, what we want to get to the core is what feelings, you know? What feelings are, Book? Like, what do you feel in those moments?
Yeah, what bubbles up for you?
What bubbles up for you? Yeah. Interested. It's not a trap, guys.
It's not a trap. Want to know.
Not a trap, promise.
More like, you know, gathering information so that we can figure out, are we way off in certain things?
Yeah.
You know?
Because it's all about big retail.
Just, okay. It is about big retail.
You got a response already.
Well, okay, let me stay on track because we got to
We'll stack them up.
Yeah, we got to talk about.
Really good.
Got to tell people what we're going to talk about.
Okay.
You got to do a music break.
It's true.
And then we got to get to work.
Yeah, do call letters and everything. All right.
Exactly.
What are we talking about? They be lying. Juking the stats. Give it to me.
In national news, the Maggie Daddy. Wait, nope. MAGA Daddy.
Yeah.
Is in Trevi's again. And folks are all up in arms about shoplifting, and we want to know, have you seen it?
It's a very good question. It's a very good question because maybe you have seen it, but where have you seen it?
Yes.
Was it a produced segment or? And in local news, Law and Order, more like false chaos. Bend City manager used faulty police data to displace people experiencing homelessness.
Super cool.
An Oregon caught in 4K violating our Sixth Amendment rights. Ooh, it's a juicy one.
You know, I feel like Oregon just can't get right. Like it's like, I don't really care what federal laws you think you got going on over here. But in Oregon, we do what we want.
Bruh, you know, I am really, really, what's the word I'm looking for? Delighted by the response we've gotten to that question so far. Like, our audience is really our audience, B. Like, I'm so proud of us. We are engaged to the right people. Y'all's fiance though.
Okay, so would you give two?
I was gonna give any yet.
Oh, okay. Good.
Yeah, I was gonna hold.
Thank you for
I'm not being a friend. I'm not trying to get in trouble. Welcome back to News with My Fiance.
Really quick.
Yeah.
As I was looking at the text messages, I wanted to say, very first text message we got this morning, I read it wrong. And the right thing to do when you get things wrong is to not only apologize, but to go back. And Ambush, I think that you should read it.
Yes. It said, good morning.
There we go.
How are we today? Wanted to get this sent before I got busy. That does put a little more scritch on it.
So I much more.
Let's put some more razzle. Let's put some razzle and dazzle on
so
it.
So much more razzle on the dazzle.
Wow.
Okay. Okay.
Hit you with a good morning. Isn't that something?
That's a fiance.
They might as well have brought you some coffee.
That's what I'm talking about. woke me right up. I was not awake. I read it wrong. I saw morning. I didn't see. And now, bazinga.
That's what we should do. No, please don't. Oh, please don't bring them in here.
Okay, well, I don't know. Okay, it's just a word. Sorry, jeez. I didn't know it was a slur.
Yeah. Real nerds don't like that show. So,
okay. Oh, okay. Skill, man. So anyway.
Yeah. We're back. You want to pose the question again for anyone that missed it? Because we're getting some really good responses to it.
Yeah, let's do that. The question is, and I just skimmed one of the responses, which gave me the realization I asked the question wrong in the first place. Oh. I did not give enough of the question. What do you, if you are in a store, if you are in big retail, and you see somebody stealing, what do you do? How do you feel? What happens in your tummy, you know? Do you drop your groceries and point?
Right.
Do you turn away? That's the question. But one of the responses made me realize I had not clarified that I mean like from a large corporation.
And I'm glad they clarified in their response.
Yeah.
Great response.
So
this is leading into a story, guys. That's why we're asking.
Yeah. It is.
What happened?
And so we'll read that after we do this first story or what?
Ah, it says read after we do the first story. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, are y'all ready? Like, strap in for real, because you know that this was a wild week. 45 got some more things, you know, now he needs more lawyers in different places. And there's 91 criminal charges on the wall.
I'm going to see if I can find a clean version of the RICO. You go ahead.
Please, you work on that. On August 15th, 2023, a grand jury in Fulton County, Georgia, indicted former President Donald Trump and 18 associates on charges of racketeering and other crimes. The indictment accuses them of a sweeping and systemic effort to undermine the lawful election process in Georgia. The specific allegations include pressuring election officials to find more votes for Trump, spreading false information to delegitimize the election, intimidating officials and witnesses, and obstructing investigations into overturning the election results. The indictment carries 16 counts of racketeering, 8 counts of conspiracy to commit election fraud, and 1 count of conspiracy to commit identity fraud. It asserts that Trump and his allies were part of a criminal conspiracy that interfered with and obstructed the administration of the 2020 general election in Georgia. And I mean gasp. This development is part of a broader legal landscape where Trump is facing 91 criminal charges across various jurisdictions, including, but maybe not limited to, New York, Florida, the District of Columbia, and now Georgia. What is Marge doing? Do you think that she is just on a four-wheeler losing her mind?
She has to be. She has to be. What's Marge doing?
Yo, she's like, not in my state. These charges range from election-related allegations to mishandling classified documents and hush money payments. The posting... I'm sorry. I totally forgot about this. A fringe website posted the grand jurors' names and addresses.
Are you serious?
That raised concerns about their safety and security, as such information is supposed to be kept confidential under Georgia law. The Fulton County District Attorney's Office is investigating that breach of confidentiality. Trump and his allies have denied any wrongdoing and dismissed the indictment as, you know it, Witch Hunt, Volume 8, mixtape coming soon.
Mm-mm. Wow. No?
However, the legal challenges pose significant implications for Trump's political future, including his potential candidacy for the presidency again. Well, potential, he's running. The outcome of these cases could have far-reaching consequences and for democracy and our election integrity and the accountability of high-profile individuals in the United States. And I'm going to say this. If Trump did not hate black women before,
woo,
and he absolutely did.
Definitely.
Oh, it's going down in the town now, baby.
Word to Amarosa.
He's going to get that Aryan Brotherhood tat before he even goes in.
Yeah, right across his shoulders.
You know? Those big broad ones. Fraud! Sorry.
Yeah, this was the first time in a long time when my mouth kind of hit the desk like, there may be some action at Homeboy
Jackson,
seeing some time here. The Rico situation is pretty, what's the word? It's a net. It's a widespread.
I don't know where Rudo is. Good morning, Rudo.
Rudo's in there. I saw Horrigan. Horrigan.
But I do know Rudy Giuliani is also got hit with the Rico. Okay.
Right. Right.
Who was, you know, America's mayor really got famous first by using Rico to lock up the mafia.
Bruh.
And now, oh no, who saw this one coming? You have done some of the organized criming yourself there.
Wow. He's
Rudy.
He's always wanted to be, like, deep down inside.
Same thing with Don.
Yeah.
Same thing. Like, Donald Trump has always wanted to be somebody's mob boss.
Yeah, some mafia Don.
Yeah. He wants to be called the Don.
Literally, the yeah. Donald. Like, yeah.
Come on, yeah.
Man. You're not fooling anybody.
I just want to take a second. Mm-hmm. We can revel in this, you know? This is a moment that we can be a little bit like, okay, what Donald forgot about, and really, when I say Donald, I do mean Roger Stone. What they forgot about
Blousers.
Was you can't actually get rid of those state charges the way that you can those federal charges if you become the president, and right. Boy, oh boy.
Right.
You're not getting away with some of these ones. It ain't gonna happen.
No. These Georgia charges are real deal Holyfield. And this is going to be interesting. There were some developments earlier in the week. Actually, it happened over the weekend, right? Late last week and over the weekend with the federal case. And he was told, listen, yes, sure, you have your right to free speech and all of that. But what you cannot do is be out here intimidating people, you know, speaking about anyone involved with the case in D.C., and his lawyers were like, listen, he will follow the rules. Don't you worry, Judge. We are here for a fair case. And the second business hours were done on Friday, he's tweeting. He's retweeting. He's targeting the judge.
Has a story to tell.
He's targeting prosecutors. It's like, so you're in contempt. Right? You're violating direct orders from the judge in your case. You're intimidating people. And I'm like, okay, so any other time someone is in contempt, it's really, really quick. Send the sheriffs, pick them up, sit them down somewhere.
I don't think that happens as much as we think it does. It can happen. It doesn't.
Word to Dick Wolf, okay?
He did not write this episode.
He didn't.
Yeah, he didn't produce
Speed
it.
Speed Reed didn't do it either.
Yeah.
Speed Weed. I need Speed Weed to write more real life. I need to see consequences. But like, some content creators online were like, oh man, it's the judge is going to, we're going to see what's going to happen. This is going to be, you know, a controversial decision here, whether the judge is going to make him pay for what he's done. And I'm like, why is this controversial?
What are you guys talking about anyway?
Why is this controversial? You were told, do not talk about the case. You were told, do not use your position of power to influence the case and to intimidate people. You decided to do that. Okay.
Lock him up.
Really?
Lock him up.
I think the trap version. Sit him down somewhere. Like, how are we still discussing this crap?
Well, you know.
What are they saving the consequences for?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you this really fast. Lindsey Graham, who has been running defense for Donald Trump like he was ever an athlete. Like, Lindsey is out here doing the most, clutching his pearls. And he said, this should be decided at the ballot box and not in a bunch of liberal jurisdictions trying to put the man in jail. They're weaponizing the law. And I want to say, you big dummy, it was decided at the ballot box.
Yeah.
And Trump was like, nah, I want more because I won, because I won't lose because I won. Find me more votes.
Lindsay, I don't know if you heard it, but we heard it pretty loud and clear. Retire. Retire. Ooh,
that did happen.
Retire. Shush your mouth.
Yeah, that did happen. Instagram. Lindsay. What's the dude's name in Kentucky? The turtle? Mitch McConnell.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Your own folks are getting tired of you.
Yeah. Tired of y'all.
Okay.
Get them out of here.
Okay.
Someone sent us a link. For a story, Rudy Giuliani made desperate appeal to Trump to pay his legal bills in a Mar-a-Lago meeting.
Rudy has gotten played by Donald for I don't know how many years, right? But now he is a this joke. Man. This He's is a joke.
Complete joke.
You are I don't know how old is Rudy? 98.
I don't know how vampires age.
Yeah. Same. It's 498.
Quite possibly.
Rudy has no business even being a part of any of this stuff.
Right.
Like, literally none. And you have continued to insert yourself so that you could, too, feel like a big mafia dude. You know? Mm-hmm. I used to run New York.
Mm.
You know? It's in there. I can
hear it. It definitely is.
And now you are, I mean... Fam, you're getting hit with the RICO.
They repo your vehicle.
And know this, that like Fonnie Willis has been using RICO to not do great things. Like,
so I want to be crystal clear. We're not fans of Fonnie.
Nah. But we are fans of Donald Trump being held accountable.
Yeah. Yeah.
But nah.
For anyone that is unaware, Fonnie is using the RICO. And also... in conjunction with using rappers' lyrics as evidence against them to incorporate more people into RICO charges. It's just
every record label has become a gang, a criminal gang, organized, ready to
same funny.
And I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but they don't do that to anybody else.
No. No,
you don't hear anybody say, I don't know, Tom Cruise has done the Minority Report, and so maybe he'll be out here killing people before, or arresting people before they can kill someone.
Right.
Maybe he'll accidentally kill someone while he's doing that.
Yeah. No one's
No one's mad at any actor for playing any role. And we certainly don't hear anything about, you know, the lyrics in any other genre of music being used as evidence in a prosecution.
Worth the funny.
Yeah, not a huge fan, but I am absolutely a fan of Donald Trump and Rudy Giuliani being charged with RICO crimes. Definitely. I hope they get Measure 11. They don't have that there, obviously.
But, Measure 11 them.
This is their all strikes. They.
Yeah.
Under the jail.
Yeah, under it. Yeah.
That's what I'm looking for.
Real talk.
Should we move forward real quick and get this
shoplift grift?
You know?
I think we should. You want to read the text? Because we got some good stuff in there, man.
Yeah, I'll read the text. You read the story.
Okay.
How does that feel?
Feels great.
All right, so the question we asked was what again, Ambush?
When you see people, fellow citizens, shoplifting from major retailers, what bubbles up inside of you? What's your reaction?
What do you do?
What do you do or don't do?
First response, mind my own business.
Ooh, yeah.
Second, from a store, nothing. Oh, wait. Hold on.
Did it scroll on you?
It scrolled.
All right.
Okay. From a store, nothing. From someone's car, porch, etc., maybe something. Why is this not
Scroll on you again.
Point of the story, steal from corporations, not people. Ding, 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 ding. Reggae horns right now. Sorry that I broke that up. I'm going to read it again. From a store? Nothing. From someone's car, porch, etc. Maybe something. Point of the story, steal from corporations, not people. That, I mean.
Yeah.
Oh, same person. And then turn to my kid and say, they are probably having a tougher day than we are.
Bam.
That's it?
This is what I'm talking about.
That's
our,
it?
Our audience is amazifying.
Oh, there's Rudo.
Yep.
Horror Oregon, be pumping. I'm still so mad about the gas. Like, do we take me back to that?
Yeah.
Another one. I smile, wink, and give them a thumbs up. That's also what I'm talking about. So get what you need, baby.
Yeah.
You still have time. You can still tell us. Ambush is going to get right into this story. But we have talked about it before. Yeah. A couple of retail stores that were doing the Ermagerd. They're taking all our stuff. And now
we have to shut down.
And then we're like, let's spend millions of dollars putting in all of these security measures. Oopsies, it looks like we maybe overshot that. We did really well last year, actually.
Right.
Shout out to Walgreens.
Sinister. Okay, you guys ready? Psych, you're not. Big names like Target, Dollar General, Foot Locker, and Ulta are pointing to organized retail theft as a key factor for dwindling profits. But measuring its actual impact remains a complex puzzle. In recent earnings releases, references to organized theft's influence on financial performance have dominated discussions. However, key obstacles stand in the way of a clear assessment. Retailers are not mandated to disclose losses linked to stolen goods, leaving investors, policymakers, and the industry grappling with incomplete data.
Mm.
This lack of transparency also casts doubts on retailers' claims. The term shrink is central to this discussion, covering losses from various angles: shoplifting, employee theft, vendor fraud, administrative errors, and inventory damage. While organized theft garners attention as a major shrink contributor, distinguishing its impact from other loss factors is unclear in financial reports. The National Retail Federation reports a rise in shrink from $90.8 billion in 2020 to $94.5 billion in 2021, largely due to external theft. Yet, the accuracy of this figure also faces scrutiny due to its reliance on anonymized data, estimates, and retailer theft, retailer self-reporting. An equally intriguing angle is internal theft, a long-standing issue. Insiders reveal that while organized crime claims the spotlight, companies also grapple with losses from internal theft behind closed doors. The subtle nature of employee theft versus overt shoplifting further complicates assessing its true scope. And then self-checkout systems enter the chat. While designated for efficiency, implementing and maintaining such systems comes with substantial costs and inadvertently opens new avenues for theft. Ironically, losses often eclipse touted benefits and intended gains.
Whoopsie doodle.
Not on my watch. I love that crap. It's becoming evident that the narrative of organized theft might cloak more significant operational hurdles within these companies. Experts suggest that issues like excessive discounting and mismanaged inventories may contribute largely, but are obscured by the crime spotlight. As retailers push for legislative measures against organized theft, doubts arise, not only about their effectiveness, but the data to back up creating or changing laws. Critics argue that a sole focus on penalties will overlook the root causes of crime. Much like anything.
Mm.
The true impact of organized retail crime is difficult to determine due to the complex interplay of external and internal theft, self-checkout losses, and damaged or mismanaged inventory. Calls for transparent reporting and clear distinction between loss factors are growing louder in an effort to untangle the complexities of the issue and develop effective solutions.
So basically, they be lying.
They be lying. We're right back to the theme.
In short, they be lying. We're just making it up. I absolutely will not trust any numbers that those that I don't trust the numbers that you get to self-report.
Yeah.
When there is no actual reporting you do on that. So you don't actually track how much you have lost due to external theft. But you want to tell me in a report how much you have lost due to external theft?
Please.
Not even a little bit. Please. Not even a little bit.
Please.
On top of that, when do we hear anything about, like we see these crime wave, this mob runs through the mall or the Louis Vuitton or whatever the situation is. But we're not, no one's saying anything about, you know, the head of Walgreens stealing a bunch of wages.
Right.
You know, like,
which causes employees to steal product.
We're not talking about any of the actual big problems forever and always. Just let's focus on the symptoms. And we're also just going to continuously cover up what our issues are.
Yep.
It sounds so much better. So much better.
Yeah.
To say there was a criminal ring and that we can't control.
Yeah.
It sounds better to say that than, you know, our own greed, our mismanagement, our damage to inventory,
mm-hmm.
our employees are robbing us.
It falls in line with everything else, all the other scares.
Yeah.
It's just everything's out of control. So it justifies whatever your reaction to it.
Yep.
Yeah. Houselessness, it's out of control. Mental health, out of control.
Jail.
Jail.
So jail for everybody.
Common denominator. Ramping up the prison industrial complex. I hope you guys are seeing the theme here.
Sheesh.
We got to reinvest, guys. You know what that
really
means.
Just wondering, who are the real super predators here? Right. Who are the real thugs? Like, Name this bomb. It's out of line for the amount of what's alignment that the media has had with this story.
Yeah.
Because it, again, it sounds so, it's a grabber. It's a clickbait. It's all the things. Like, everybody's going to be like, oh, what? Let me watch this video over and over and over. But it's not actually happening in the way that, you know, all of these shame pages and blogs and
community reporters. That always, you know, you guys have heard us talk about this before. These shame pages, especially the local ones. What's the point here again?
I want to know, you know, what do you have to say?
Yeah.
What do you have to say about this rampant, you know, shoplifting that has just ruined and raised all the prices? You are mad at the people stealing potatoes. And to be clear, if you see somebody taking a bigger item, something that isn't food, that does not mean that they are not getting... That's not for their survival. That's not going to be money for their food later. That's not, you don't know what they're about to do, right? But what we do know is things are, you barter. You find a way.
Now, you have crime and theft. There's an industry of sorts about that, right? You have people who professionally do this stuff to flip and whatever they're going to do. If we have, what happened? If we have a situation now where we're seeing so many unprofessional thieves, so many people just out here just taking whatever, why doesn't that make you raise your eyebrows to the conditions that are creating that?
Right.
Right? Things have changed, obviously. So where's the commentary on that? Why isn't it... Why aren't we concerned about the conditions that are creating this level of, what's the word looking for? Not desperate, but.
Yeah, it is desperation.
Desperation.
Because you don't get to, it's not fun to shame a corporation, I guess. You know, it's not that if you are a person who does not believe in systemic
anything.
If you don't think that this is a bigger issue, if you think this is just individualism, this is just a person who doesn't want to get their life together or thinks it's fun to be homeless. Because those, that content's real cool too.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah,
really in love with the content of,
you guys are tools.
These people that are like, oh, I moved to Portland from X place just so I could do drugs for free on the street, because that's absolutely what happens. It's just, if you don't believe any of those things exist, if you don't think that's real and, you know, systemic issues, and systemic inequality, systemic underpayment, like, you don't understand that who you need to be mad at are these corporations for stealing people's wages, for underpaying people, for absolutely lobbying against us when it comes to fair payment and health benefits. And I know that there, you know, I remember being like, why would any company be against Medicare for all or universal health care?
Right.
Take that off your plate, right? Isn't that an expense? You like to cut costs. You don't want certain expenses. But if you don't have people tied to employment for their survival of life, those people might not just be trapped by you.
Right.
Right?
Nothing to dangle over their heads.
Those people might just be able to say, you know what? I don't have to take this. I can find another place to work.
Right.
And I can still see the same doctor that I see. Mm. I mean, it's a complete and total, I don't know, scam?
100%.
And here we are mad at the fellow, like the people that we are closest to, not just financially or, you know, proximity. You are mad at the people in your community for suffering.
Yeah. No matter what that suffering looks like, no matter what that survival looks like, that's who you're mad at.
You're not mad at how they got there. And you're assuming they got there, all of their choices, their bad choices brought them to this point. And there's a lot of privilege in being able to believe that.
Yeah. Whole lot. Whole lot.
This isn't to say that people are not in, you know, in charge of decisions they make. But we're not going to act like there aren't actual issues that change people's circumstances, that changes what their choices are.
Right.
We may all have complete different choices.
Ain't no may. We definitely do.
Okay, fair. Yeah.
You know?
So, like, we got to stop falling for it. And I don't mean we fiancés. I mean, you know? Yeah. One, we have to stop falling for it. Two, we have to get people to understand you're mad at the wrong things. And you're worried about the wrong things. If you are looking at the person stealing a pack of chicken from Winco. Don't steal from Winco, though. It's employee owned.
But I mean, hey.
But the point is, if you see that, this is not a moment for you to think you're a cop. This isn't the moment for that.
Also, why do you want to do that?
Also, why do you want to be a cop?
Someone said, "Have y'all seen the price of some spices these days?" Like, come on.
Listen.
Yeah.
It's going on. I need to talk to Joe Byron about this inflation. Yeah, that's the problem now.
Yeah.
Huh? He ain't doing the right thing. You know? Fix this.
He said,
where's the Reduction Act? Bring it back.
If you don't vote for me, you're not black. Well, I'm black and I use seasonings. And look what's happening, Joe Byron. The price of my seasonings went up.
Can't even afford them.
Can't. I do want to drill down a little bit more just on the media coverage, right? Because this is how we're engaging with this issue. The media coverage, and again, the online campaigns to villainize these people based on insufficient data, right?
Yeah.
So, the question was, when you see shoplifting, I also want to follow with, like, when you see shoplifting, is it in person or is it online?
Oof.
When you actually see the shoplifting that everyone's talking about, that all these corporations are talking about, the reason for them having to shut down entire locations, that shoplifting, is it in the news story? Or do you actually see it in your community? Because, again, This is them juking stats, lying, claiming that something is way more rampant than it actually is.
For clicks, like what really upsets me, Ambush, and I'm sorry for just jumping in there, but like the fact that this is about clicks for anyone when it's lives for others.
Right. Y'all nasty.
That is real nasty work.
Yeah.
Because it's not, it isn't just, those people go to jail. Like, y'all really don't have an understanding. And again, when I say y'all, the people calling for, you know, let's make poor people illegal again. Y'all really don't have an understanding of what it means to be homeless, arrested, put in jail, let go, back to being homeless. That cycle right there, if you don't take into account how once that person gets out of jail, they have nowhere to go.
Right.
That you have done absolutely zero to solve a problem. You haven't even like taken a step to solve a problem.
Right.
You have swept it under the rug. You have put your laundry in your closet. That is what you are asking entire states to do.
Examine what you're calling for. Really examine what you're calling for and why you're calling for it.
And then the media says, yeah, here, let me give you more fuel to that fire.
Yep.
Let me tell you why you definitely need to be upset. All these people over here stealing from Walgreens is going to raise the price of your so-and-so. Cool. Be mad at Walgreens. And the reason you're mad at Walgreens is they don't have to raise those prices.
Nope.
This is not a mom and pop. This is not a local store. These are people that are absolute people. These are corporations. That's the problem.
Exactly.
Corporations are not people. People are not corporations.
Right.
But these are corporations that plan for it. Number one. Number two, they're lying.
Also, they can raise the price of my chicken Vienna sausages.
Okay, what?
They're lying for that purpose.
Yeah.
That's the change. They want to affect that type of change, you know? That's what they're in for.
Okay.
Ambush is going to go from paying 99 cents to 119.
And honestly, Ambush is going to do that because
gonna
he's going to want those chicken Vienna sausages.
I'm going to do it. It's true.
Anyway, point is, read these articles, number one, friends, because as we know, headlines are headlines, and it should not take deep dives into the reporting that they give to their investors and, you know, to realize that they're just lying. They're
just lying, B.
They're just making it up. Oh, man, everything's because of the crime waves. What are the crime waves about? Are we going to, can we go back to that?
Yeah.
Can we go back to the fact that those same corporations were like, yeah, you're an essential employee and you will work during a global pandemic. We will pay you hardly any money.
Right.
And then we will just fire you as soon as we want.
Be on your way. Collect your things on the way out.
Homeless now. Sorry. Yeah. I mean, dude, get a real job.
And again, remember, like, examine what it is that you're actually calling for. Like, really do it. I remember making a comparison a couple months ago. Maybe it might have been, like, the first time I was solo in here without you. And I was like, you know how horrible it is to lose your keys? And the levels of despair and panic that you go into just losing, like, your keys. Not like I misplaced them, like losing like your keys. Imagine someone who is losing everything, has lost everything because they went into a supermarket, tried to steal some food to eat, you know, someone wanted to play
RoboCop,
dox them, because we've definitely seen that on social media. This person gets arrested. They lose all of their belongings. They have to completely reset because they were hungry. Like, understand what you're calling
because
for.
Because they were hungry.
Yeah. If it really, really upsets you, start a soup kitchen. Like, I don't, like, address the causes. Try to be of assistance. Stop calling for consequences you wouldn't want for yourself.
Not only are they consequences you wouldn't want, they're for things you just haven't been caught doing.
Period.
You've done them.
Period.
You've done them. You're not going to tell me that you haven't stolen something from a store. You're just not. I'm not going to buy it. You can say it. Don't believe me.
I'm not going to buy it.
I'm not going to buy it. Will not.
Okay.
We got to move forward.
Yeah, we do. Then, we got some local news.
We're getting to the locals. Fiancés, seatbelts.
And we are back. I did find a clean version of Rico, but I couldn't trust it.
That's fair.
Yeah. You can't take chances like that, man.
Maybe, you know.
I have a chance to scan it.
Maybe at the end and you can
Dump it up.
You know.
Play the dump button like Stro Elliott. Okay. You know?
No, we're going to move ahead and move forward right now.
Welcome back to This Is My Fiancé. I'm DJ Ambush, and I'm joined by Morgan Jones every single Thursday right here on X-Ray FM.
So Ben is down here, out here doing the most, as they use.
Le most.
And I think, I don't know, maybe they spelled Rene Gonzalez wrong. City officials in Bend pointed to police data as a justification for breaking up dense camps. Wow, okay. Dense camps of people experiencing homelessness. Bend City Manager Eric King cited 1,527 calls for police service to these areas within a year as a reflection of safety concerns and a strain on city resources. The removal of camps in the northern part of the city was completed recently, despite legal challenges from service providers and the residents of the camps. It's not just the quantity of calls, King said in a recent interview. It's the types of calls and the unsafe situation for the residents living at Hunnell that played into that decision. I could also be saying Hunnell. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't live in Bend. Advocates for the homeless argued that safety concerns were overstated as a pretext for displacement.
Wow.
OPB's analysis of Bend's police data revealed a complex picture. While violent crimes were reported, including assaults and hit-and-run incidents, many of the calls did not involve alleged crimes at all.
Wow.
A significant portion of the calls focused on quality of life complaints, like reports of suspicious behavior, road hazards, and welfare checks. More than 20% of the calls were initiated by police officers themselves, meaning the call came from officers on the ground and no one even called 911. Bend Police Chief Mike Krantz stated that regardless of the source of the call, the number of incidents in the sparsely populated area was too high.
Really, Mike?
Krantz also defended officers' actions, stating that stopping and questioning people is routine police work and could uncover criminal activity. Officials were unable to say how many of those calls resulted in arrests or charges. Critics argued that the call response data to homeless camps might be misleading. Some calls originated from nearby department stores, making it unclear if camp residents were involved at all. Advocates pointed out that the city's focus on calls for service ignored the broader context of homelessness and limited options for people living in camps. The city's approach included closing roads with dense camps and enforcing the anti-camping code. That's where I think the Rene Gonzalez was.
Mm-hmm.
Plans for managed camps as shelter alternatives have faced challenges and individual camp removals continue to occur. Ambush. Basically, they'd be lying.
Listen, I can't really talk right now. I'm busy trying to find that meme where Boy Be Singing, Why Are You Always Lying? I can't find it on our streaming services.
You're making it up. You're making it up in order to be cruel. Like, that's the thing that's killing me. You were talking about strains on the system and too much money, resources. What could you be doing, I wonder, instead of breaking up camps and displacing people and having nowhere for them to go? I wonder how those resources could be better used.
Right. You understand how despicable of a human being, it's almost subhuman, to see someone suffering and be so disgusted that you want to get law enforcement involved. which inherently is going to cause more suffering.
Even if you don't understand the suffering, you do understand that it is involved, right?
Yeah.
Because that's why you're calling. That's why you're asking for a helping hand from the people that do the enforcing.
But then, in this particular situation, the statue being juked. These calls aren't happening. They're not real.
So let's do this. Because shout out to OPB. Love, love, love the reporting over there. They gave us a graph. They broke down those calls for us. And we'll be real quick about this. The top 10 calls for service around that road. From July 2022 to June 2023.
Mm-hmm.
Now, remember the total 1527?
Right.
And, way too much, way too hard, cannot do this. Now, this is just the top 10, so don't try and add this up to 1500.
Mm-hmm.
At the top, we have code 6, which is a follow-up on previous incident, which means it's police-initiated, at 176 calls.
Oh.
Theft, 131. Suspicious or prowler, 114. Unwanted / someone told to leave property and they refused, 112. Assistance from first responders, 87.
Hmm.
Hazard, meaning hazard or person in the roadway, 79. Welfare check, 79. Community policing, which means police initiated, 78. Person stop, which is police initiated, 69. The police are calling themselves and then telling us they're getting too many calls. Do you want? I mean, because they got too many calls, now they have to make homeless people more homeless.
Right.
Huh? somebody can try to make that make sense. I know Kevin and Dan over at People for Portland, they probably over there doing People for Bend. And, they're trying to make it make sense. Shout out to the people that the voices online that are starting to just be like, can you please go away now?
Yeah, I'm starting to see a lot more of that.
Why are you? Hey, this grift is not working for us. It's a fan favorite over here. I'm happy to see it. Proud of everybody doing it.
This next story, that title you got there is amazing.
Well, it's time.
Yeah.
Better hurry up.
Yeah.
Make it fast.
Not Oregon aspiring to be America's next top Guantanamo. What? A federal judge has ordered that anyone held in Washington County jail without a court-appointed lawyer be released 10 days after their initial court appearance. U.S. District Court Judge Michael McShane issued the preliminary order on Tuesday, saying the lack of legal representation for these individuals is a violation of their constitutional rights. The order applies to the 36 people currently in the county jail without counsel and any future defendants who are similarly situated. It is a response to the statewide public defense crisis, which has left more than 160 people facing charges in 17 of Oregon's counties without a court-appointed attorney. The Sixth Amendment guarantees the right to an attorney, but Oregon has failed to provide lawyers for everyone charged with the crime for nearly 2 years. Judge McShane said the ruling is necessary to address the constitutional violations that are occurring as a result of the public defense crisis. It's an embarrassment to the state, McShane said. It's a complete tragedy, and nobody seems to have an answer. Literally, we suspended the Constitution when it comes to this group, and that simply is not the appropriate response. Attorneys for Washington County argue that the sheriff cannot address many of the issues raised by the federal defenders, such as providing attorneys to those in custody. However, Judge McShane said he planned to file his written order Thursday when it would take effect. The ruling is a significant victory for the Oregon Federal Public Defender's Office, which filed the case last month. It is also a setback for the state, which has been struggling to address public defense crisis. The ruling is likely to have a ripple effect throughout Oregon as other counties may be forced to release people from jail if they do not have a court-appointed attorney. It is important to ensure that everyone charged with the crime has access to a lawyer, as this is a fundamental right guaranteed by the Constitution.
Hi, I just have a question, Ambush.
Shoot.
as the lock them up crowd gets louder and louder, and the fallout from their ignorance and unwillingness to address the actual problems backfires big time. Like, as they are saying lock them up, they don't understand how the process goes. So it's everybody's fault. The police right. have been defunded, so they can't do any arrests. Then when they do arrest, the DA doesn't prosecute.
Right, right.
So get rid of the DA, because then the police will get funded or something like that.
Well, yeah.
Like, but it wouldn't matter, because if the police, I mean, if they're being prosecuted, but there's no one to represent them, you don't get to keep, you don't get to hold people because they're accused of a crime if you are also violating their constitutional rights.
Well, sure you do.
No. I mean, yeah, they're doing it. But you don't, you're not supposed to.
Yeah.
And Ambush, this is the thing that's kind of getting me. I feel like the people that want this, you know, that are like, yeah, lock them up, throw away the key. You know, if you could afford a lawyer, maybe you'd be, or don't do the crime if you can't
do the
time of paying for a lawyer.
Yeah.
Do they not understand that those rules are for us?
No, they definitely don't get that.
They're literally for the people, not for the state, not for the government. It's so they don't abuse you. And you're like, but there are people that are okay to abuse.
Right.
Fam, if you want your constitutional, I mean, these are the people that are always like, not my constitutional rights. You ain't going to take them away from me.
Yep.
So when the state is absolutely taking them away from you, then what? Whose side are you on? What does the militia fight for then? You know? Aren't you supposed to be against the tyranny of the police state or something? I don't know.
What no, they say against the blacks.
Oh.
And browns.
Oh.
That's it.
Dang.
The tyranny of underserved communities.
It is hot garbage. Like, it is hot garbage. Oregon is already. We are, but Multnomah County over here getting yelled at by the feds like every other day.
It's ridiculous.
And it's what happens? Ridiculous. PBB be like, I don't even read emails, guys. You can send those letters. It's they don't joke. Get opened.
It's a joke.
Leave a message on this voicemail box that we don't answer or listen to. Like, they just absolutely are refute. They're ignoring.
It's about to be like 10 years, right?
I'm like, yeah, 2014. Yes. Yeah.
Like, come on, y'all. Come on. Show me you care less.
No, please, like, actually don't.
Like, sorry.
Should not be
you have
worse.
Shown me.
Yeah. Should not be worse than this. It's just every single one of these stories, they be lying. We are juking the stats in order for the government to have more control. And y'all don't actually want that, but you think you wouldn't be affected by it. And that's the scariest part to me, is that you still in your mind, even after all of this, at people's big ages, they honestly believe, not me, though. I do white collar criming, you know?
Mm. And who does that really hurt?
I mean, I do my stealing quietly. Not one of those hooligans out there, you know, throwing steaks in a bat. They want lobster.
That's the, oh, they want to use EBT for lobster. That's the real crime.
And you know what? They shouldn't even be able to get candy or soda, because that's not good for you anyway. Police! You want to be police so bad.
Why is that so enticing?
How great, I want to know. How great is your life?
Yeah.
How amazing is every decision you make? That you're the one that we all need to listen. If we only all did what you do. You know, you've complied in every way that you've ever been asked. But also, you're a free thinker, and you would never just follow the sheep, the herd, the crowd.
I do see you.
It's just ridiculous. They be lying. We cannot be falling for it.
No.
It's just loud. That's all it is. They're able to make it louder than the actual truth. And there's money in that. And we just have to keep reminding ourselves there's money in this.
There it is. We got to keep reminding ourselves. We're going to continue to remind you guys. And we're hoping that this will create more informed conversations, you know, in your community, online discourse, you know, waiting in line at the supermarket, in the dentist's office. Like, we just hope that you're taking this information and you're doing just a little bit more with it. I'm happy people are listening to us. I'm happy they find it entertainment. I'm happy that some think it's edutainment. You know what I'm saying? But we got to apply it. We really have to apply it, because it's being applied against us.
Heavy.
The propaganda is being sauced up all over us. You know?
And that was news with my fiance.
It was. MJ, another great show.
I keep trying to tell Ambush to stop heavy sighing into the mic, and
it's what they sign up for. They want
it. Is absolutely. You know what? Hey, how about y'all let us know? Text us 971-220-5979. How much do you love it when he breathes heavily directly into your ear? Do you love it?
You're going to be surprised with the responses you get.
Okay.
Yeah, today's show is made possible. Thanks to Morgan Jones and DJ Ambush, podcast editor Kyle G, and vibe setter DJ Tempo. Thanks, everyone. Thank you so much for chiming in on the text. Man, we're out of here. But as always, remember, don't let the individuals distract you from the systems. Poverty is a policy choice. People are the prophets. Power to the people. None of us are free until we are all free. Thanks for listening.
Bye.